Hello?
Hi, yes, Robin.
Yes.
Yep, this is Kevin. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
So far, so good. I'm catching you at the bedtime.
Good. No, I just actually finished dinner and I'm relaxing a little bit, so
Great.
it's the perfect time.
All right, wonderful, wonderful. So you were expecting that, either me or Haley should go ahead and get back to you. Like, I wanted to go ahead and have word, but eventually wanted to go ahead and get your concerns addressed when it comes to talk about, the editing or anything, even though with the contract that you were expecting. So, you go ahead and
Yeah,
then.
now Haley's aware of that. She said that she needed to, I don't know, send it to somebody in the company so that it can be, because they had me like just sign the back page, and that back page could be put with any contract. Like I want the whole contract with the signed page sent to me so that I have it in one document.
I
You know what I
think
mean? Like it's just weird.
absolutely, but since I believe if you're aware of this or not, that she went for holidays, and currently, if you'll ask me that, I personally, I didn't get a chance to go ahead and speak to her about it, after some returning back from the holidays. But however, I'll go ahead and right after this call, I'll go ahead and speak to the team directly that who go ahead and get contracts prepared. And if I'll check with them that if they have that prepared, and I'll go ahead and share that with you as well.
Okay.
Yep. So they must have, because they would be having it in their records. You must have sent the signed contract to us, because I don't have it. It definitely must be with Haley or with the team, right?
I guess I don't really know where it's at, to tell you the truth. She just said that she would have it put together, my signed last page with the rest of it, and send it to me as a complete document. Like right now, with that last page being signed, I could have signed my bank account away to you guys. You know what I mean? Like,
Absolutely.
it doesn't make sense to me that that would not be like a priority to get that to me.
No. It's just that I was not, having the control towards the contract itself. But now, since you have just get this concerns directed to me, I'll go ahead and make sure that you have it with you. But I would appreciate if you can do one thing for me, that you signed it manually, correct? You put your initials down there.
Well, I think so, yeah.
Yep. So do you have that printout still with you where you signed that document? Is it still
I
with you?
should have it somewhere. I'm not sure. Like, I'm trying to think back even how it was sent to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't remember if that was through an email, but I'll have to try to locate it. It's probably downstairs on my desk somewhere.
If it's an extra legwork, then don't worry about it. I'll just go ahead and check with the team. They must be having it. But the reason why I was asking, because a problem could be, if it's you haven't received it, maybe I'm not sure if you sent a picture or something, but if you're able to find the document or anywhere, I'm not saying just to do it right now, but as soon as you are going down and you are able to go ahead and think of seeing the document anywhere, just take the, like if you can scan that copy and send it to me, if that's convenient to you. Or else I
Okay,
can.
I will try to do that sometime this week.
All right, that will not be a problem.
I will probably do that.
No problem. However, in the meanwhile, I'll go ahead and check with the team that if they have your signed document that you were talking about, and I'll go ahead and get it in the contract that you basically agreed on, and then I'll go ahead and get that line and send it out to you.
Okay.
Yep.
And then, is there a reason when I tried to call both of you today, it said that the numbers were unavailable, and now you're calling from a completely different number? Like,
It's the
I'm
mainline
sorry, but
number.
this all feels a little weird to me, so it's like, what's going on?
It's our mainline number, although you must have tried to call me, but just because our numbers are having a bit difficult when it comes to reaching out, those are the company signed numbers. So, but that's the reason I was, as you were expecting a call, I thought I should go ahead and give you a call, from the company number directly. So that's not a problem. I'll get back to you through through my number, since as soon as things have been covered, and I'll go ahead and reach out to you through that as well.
Okay,
You must have my
okay.
number, right? Saved with you.
It was a three. All I know is like 315, I think.
Yeah, 315-849-3538. That's my direct number.
Yeah, like I don't know that. Yeah, so I think that's what I tried to call today because it was the only number that I had for you.
Yep, that's my number.
And okay.
Yep.
And then you did receive my last email with the approved edits, right?
Correct. So that means like we are working on it in terms of to getting further more edits, and like, you know, with the feedback, I believe there was just minor correction in there, if I'm not wrong. They were just like,
I think so, yeah.
So I think the rest of
it. Yeah, and you guys might know better than me. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I, you know, with the few things that you brought up,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I wasn't sure exactly how to answer the one thing. So, you know, being that you guys are the experts in that, I would trust your judgment if you felt it should go a certain way.
Like, in terms of when it comes to, you know, since I would say that we just started doing the edits because I've shared the one draft with you so far. That means it's just the beginning. So in terms of understanding the approach, if you think that it's not affecting your approach towards the writing pattern, then I think it's good to go. Otherwise, the team follow, obviously, they understood like how the entire manuscript was coming along, and based on that, they have done all sort of edits that you can see out there. However, down the line, once we're going to go ahead and get further more edits, maybe you will be able to see a better view of things, and maybe, you know, we can have a better understanding on the entire manuscript that we're going to go ahead and work on.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we only got through page 30 or 31, so I'm assuming that it's just going to go in chunks like that. Is that correct?
Correct. Like, we will go like chapter by chapter, or like, you know, parts by part, so that, you know, because if you're going to go ahead and do the process, how we work is just like we go in the chapter by chapter so that you don't have too much things in your plate, because at times you need to go work on things back and forth. And that's where, like, you know, if you'll be, you know, going chapter by chapter, it's going to be easier. And that's how you go ahead and get the entire thing in a proper streamlined way. However, on the other hand, you were asking about the process, that how this process is going to go ahead and work. So let's say that I'm going ahead and sending you another draft, like within this week or anytime soon. So you go ahead and review it. Like, you need to download the file so that you have a better view of how it's coming along in the form of font, style, in the form of, like, everything that you have already done. Although what we will be doing in the draft is just going to be edits, so that you can see all those corrections in the proper way once you're going to download the file and allow yourself to do the enable editing that you can see right on top on the document as soon as you're going to open it. So once you're going to do enable editing, you will have a proper view of the entire document. So go through with the edits. I'm going to highlight that what exactly we have edited in the coming draft, so that you can see all those edits that we have done. And whatever feedback you will be having for us, we're going to go ahead and get you know, all those changes, either if you approve it, if you have some sort of suggestions to be placed in there, if you want to have any sort of edits to be disregarded, you're open to go ahead and do that. Since, you know, it's going to be a mutual effort that we need to go ahead and work on to a state where we have a good product at the end of the day in our hands.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll just, so I guess I just wait to hear from you. And then if you could do me one favor, when I send something back and say, you know, here's the approved edits or whatever, can you just let me know you got it? You say, okay, or whatever, because I didn't even know.
What happened? Yeah, I'm sorry about it. Like, it normally doesn't work that way, as you are right at your point. And in terms of a professional ethics, it's a basic standard when it comes to receiving an email that you should go ahead and respond back or acknowledge the receipt of, like, you know, your concern or anything that you have sent. But eventually what happened was that, you know, there was a holiday time, and right after the holidays, I personally got myself, like, you know, sick, and I was under the impression that if I'm, getting any sort of severe disease, like called influenza, because the symptoms that I had was quite similar to that. So I was quite worried, and, you know, my focus was not towards the work at all, because I was so concerned, because I've heard a lot of cases, and, you know, it lead towards, like, you know, people lost their lives. So I was so concerned, but now I'm doing better. That's all I can say. With a lot of my family, friends, like, you know, the people who expect me to go ahead and respond back. So whoever was aware, since, you know, this is my first time, you know, talking about this with you, so maybe you must be expecting that, you know, I hope I'm all right. So, you know, all those positive things that people are expecting about me, now I'm doing better. But still, like, you know, I've got a little, you know, flu, or you can say a bit of, you can say, a recovery mode that I'm on right now.
Okay, that's fine. And I maybe it doesn't work that way, and that's okay. It's just, you know, I didn't hear anything, and then I'm like, did he even get it? Is, you know, that's all. But it's not a big
I'm
deal.
I'm sorry about it. But, like, from now onwards, I'll make sure that you get response in a timely manner.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep. And beside that, like, if you have any further questions for me or for my team or for anyone, feel free to go ahead and share. However, like I just said it to you, that I'll go ahead and see that if I'm able to go ahead and collect the contract that you signed, that you shared already, and get it compiled and send it to you so that you have the actual contract that you signed. And if in case you are able to go ahead and send me the scan copy of it, that would be great too. All right?
Okay. Yep. We will do that.
So anything else for me, Robin?
All right. Nope. I think that was it.
All right, but I appreciate your time, and we'll talk soon.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Have
bye.
A great rest of your day. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.